Welcome into the 5 o'clock hour of this Monday edition of News on the Hill, Championship Monday, I might add. I am Brighton McConnell, broadcasting live from the Intrinsic Aura Studio here at University Place in Chapel Hill on a beautiful spring afternoon and a great evening for the final men's college basketball game of the season. We are just a few hours away from that title game tonight in New Orleans as the Carolina men's basketball team will take on number one seed Kansas in the Caesars Superdome as the Tar Heels try and win their seventh NCAA championship in school history. It is set to be a special matchup between these two blue blood programs who have quite a history and ties to each other and have a history of playing each other late in the NCAA tournament before. Should be an excellent time. To get to tonight's matchup, though, the Tar Heels had quite the weekend fighting through Duke on Saturday night in that epic 81-77 win. Many fans around the country and especially here in the Triangle still buzzing or stinging from that one. 97.9 The Hill's Michael Coe is in New Orleans and filed this report on how the game unfolded.
It was almost impossible for Duke and Carolina's first ever NCAA tournament meeting in the Final Four of all places to live up to the hype. But for 40 minutes Saturday night, it did. The Tar Heels and Blue Devils traded haymakers throughout the game, whipping the crowd of 70,000 plus in the Superdome into a frenzy. The game featured 12 ties and a whopping 18 lead changes before the final buzzer sounded. It was a game neither team lost, but which one team had to lose. Fortunately for Carolina fans, that team was the Blue Devils. The result marked UNC's second win over Duke in the span of less than a month, and one which somehow topped the euphoria of winning in Durham on March 5th. It would be easy for head coach Hubert Davis to rest on his laurels after the month he's had, but Davis said he knows the job isn't done.
When I talk about the noise and things that aren't beneficial to help us prepare, to help us practice and help us play, I think dwelling on the two wins against Duke doesn't help us against Kansas. So we put that in a box to think about over the summer. But right now is a day, is a time of celebration, and then focus on preparing ourselves to play for a national championship against Kansas.
Carolina is in position to do just that thanks to another big-time second-half performance from sophomore guard Caleb Love. After Love had just 6 points at halftime, he exploded for 22 in the second half, including a dagger three-pointer over Duke's 7-foot center Mark Williams to give the Tar Heels a 4-point lead with less than a minute to go. Love and RJ Davis combined for 46 of UNC's 81 points. And Love said it all came down to trust between coach and players.
Coach puts the ball in me or RJ hands and tells us to make a play. RJ and me have been doing that all season. And so whoever has the ball, we both made great plays. And it just happened to be in my hands. And so I made the play. And then, you know, we came out on top.
Davis, who scored 14 of his 18 points in the first half, harkened back to the belief Hubert Davis had in him and the rest of the team before the Tar Heels had even played a single game.
I mean, it's crazy to think about. It's definitely a surreal moment. It just shows how much confidence and belief he had in us beginning of the year. He told us, you know, we're going to be in this position, so we might as well just tell our parents to book their tickets now to New Orleans. So, you know, looking back on it and now actually being in this position is something that, like, you know, I'll cherish forever. It's definitely a great feeling right now.
Up next, Carolina is faced with yet another impossible task in a tournament full of them. Coming back from the heavy emotions of Saturday night to play for the national championship just 48 hours later. In their way stand the Kansas Jayhawks, who dispatched Villanova in Saturday's first semifinal in a game where they never trailed. When asked about his team's readiness for that game, Hubert Davis was adamant in his answer.
That's easy. I mean, we're playing for a national championship. We, you know, one of the things that these guys have done a really good job at is celebrating a win, but also putting that aside and focusing on the tasks ahead of us. We have more than enough time to prepare for an unbelievable Kansas team, and playing for the national championship, there's If you're not motivated for that, that's you shouldn't be playing.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
Now, another one of the big storylines for the Tar Heels coming into this game is Armando Bacot. Firstly, because of his incredible play, he continued his historic season on Saturday by finishing that Duke game with 11 points and 21 rebounds. It is his 30th double-double this season, breaking an ACC record set back in 1997 by Tim Duncan. But it's actually Bacot's health that at the moment is taking the headlines. It's a question mark coming into this game because late in the second half Saturday, the big man's left ankle got twisted when he landed on Leaky Black's foot. While he and the coaches have said there's no way Bacot is missing the game, we'll see whether he's able to be at full strength and mobility, especially as Bacot faces off against Kansas's David McCormack, the Jayhawks' leading scorer against Villanova on Saturday. Tonight's national title game is scheduled to tip off at 9:20 p.m., and we're going to have special coverage beginning right at the end of this hour as Championship Monday continues, a special live and local that will have several Carolina basketball themes and special guests. And I'll be hosting Countdown to Tip-Off starting at 7:30 with the pregame coverage from the Tar Heel Sports Network kicking in at 8, all of it leading up to the national title game again at 9:20 right here on your flagship station for Tar Heel Sports. Of course, if Carolina does win tonight, it'll likely mean the second celebration on Franklin Street within 48 hours. Saturday night was one of the longer celebrations following a win against Duke. Town officials say an estimated 35,000 to 40,000 people were downtown for that gathering that lasted more than an hour and a half. Police reported ultimately, 10 people were treated for injuries on site, while one person was charged and arrested for bringing a concealed gun to the event without a permit. Weapons of any kind are not allowed in those Franklin Street celebrations. Now, we actually got to speak with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue this afternoon to share how his team is preparing once again for the chance of a crowd in downtown tonight. And Blue also shared his thoughts on how Saturday ultimately went.
It was great. Our fans are fantastic. I can't say enough about that. And when you've got a rush of somewhere between 35 and 40,000 people, many of whom are in the street within 5 or 10 minutes of the game finishing, we really rely on the goodwill of those attendees because they're coming and they're coming fast. All things considered, it went very, very well. No serious injuries or a few folks who ended up in the EMS treatment center for bumps and bruises, scrapes, falls, that kind of thing. But thankfully, nothing very serious. So we're in the event of our planned and expected Tar Heel victory tonight. I hope we'll have a repeat performance in terms of the attendees and the if your roommate is thinking of bringing fireworks up there, talk them out of it. And let's leave the accelerants at home, too. And so if there are fires, we'll be able to manage those fairly easily and safely. We want folks to come out and celebrate a Tar Heel victory, but we don't want anybody to get hurt.
Once again, that is Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue speaking there. Now, a reminder, if you're planning to be downtown in Chapel Hill for the game and are trying to get there by your own vehicle, parking will not be what it normally is around Franklin. The town government has already begun making it so no more cars can park street side along Franklin Street this afternoon. And those who are still parked along the road, parked there earlier in the day and are still there, are set to be towed after 7 o'clock tonight. Again, all of this is in the event if people are rushing Franklin Street so those vehicles aren't damaged. Parking on UNC campus, also going to be limited once again tonight. The university is making many of its parking decks limited to only those with daytime or weeknight passes. You can head to their website, move.unc.edu, to see what lots will still allow for paid parking. And we also have details shared on chapelboro.com about the Dean Smith Center's watch party happening tonight. There will be paid parking there, $5 a piece and free general admission. Doors open up at the Dean Smith Center at 8:15 for the general public. And continuing with our sports report, with the buildup to Carolina and Duke's first ever meeting in the NCAA tournament, it was expected to be a record record-breaking game for viewership, and unsurprisingly, the early numbers are quite eye-popping. With an average of 16.3 million viewers on Saturday, the Carolina and Duke game is already the most viewed Final Four game since the Tar Heels played Oregon back in 2017. Projections say that this most recent match could be the second most viewed college basketball broadcast in the history of cable television, and that is based on the out-of-home viewership numbers that are expected to be included and added within the coming days. Now, the loss on Saturday for Duke, of course, is expected to be the final game of Mike Krzyzewski's head coaching career. The Tar Heels' win fittingly dropped his record to 50-50 against Carolina in his tenure and created a bit of a UNC sandwich. Krzyzewski's first and last losses as a head coach were to the Tar Heels. Although Coach K chiefly said after the game he didn't want to reflect on his coaching tenure, he did reference the longevity of staying in the sport for more than four decades. Here's what Krzyzewski had to say Saturday night, including some comments about the Tar Heels' play.
Hubert and his staff and those kids have done a heck of a job. And tonight was a battle. I mean, it was a game that the winner was going to be joyous and the loser was going to be in agony. I've been blessed to be in the arena. And when you're in the arena, you're either going to come out feeling great or you're going to feel agony. But you always will feel great about being in the arena. And I'm sure that that's the thing when I'll look back that I'll miss. I won't be in the arena anymore. But damn, I was in the arena for a long time.
Once again, that is the Duke head coach, Mike Krzyzewski, speaking there. On the UNC side, it will be rookie head coach Hubert Davis coaching in the national title game tonight. And, of course, the Tar Heels facing off against Kansas, who really looked the part of a one seed in their dismantling of Villanova Saturday night. Here are some of Davis's comments shared yesterday about the Jayhawks and their playing style.
Two things jump out to me. Number one, we're going to have to handle their pressure. Defensively, they're really good. They do a terrific job pressuring the ball full court. After made and missed baskets, they make it very difficult for you to pass the ball and get into your offense. So we're going to have to handle the pressure. We're going to have to create contact, be able to get space so we can catch the ball where we want to be able to execute our plays properly and be able to run it with pace. I think they're a fantastic defensive team. They have the versatility to be able to switch a lot of their actions because they have versatile and good defenders. So I think from an offensive standpoint, we've got to handle their pressure. Defensively, I think the biggest thing is transition defense. On film, they appear to be the fastest transition team that I've seen this year. Whether it's on made or missed baskets, they sprint to offense. And so it's really important for us that our transition defense, you know, we always have an in-game, and our in-game and transition defense is no layups or dunks, no pitch ahead, lace-up threes, make them make two passes or more so the defense can get set. We're going to have to do that tomorrow night, and I feel very comfortable against our set defense that the way that we've been playing defensively that we can do a good job on the defensive end, but those are two areas that are going to be key for us.
Once again, that is UNC head coach Hubert Davis speaking there, looking to do tonight what no other first-year head coach has done, win a national title. You're going to be able to hear that game right here on your flagship station for Tar Heel Sports, tipping off at 9:20. A couple of other notes here. Diamond Heels will be back in action on Wednesday instead of Tuesday. Their game tomorrow in Charlotte against South Carolina has been postponed to Wednesday, first pitch at 7 o'clock. Highlights from tennis programs over the weekend. A wild matchup yesterday in women's tennis. Number one UNC took on number two NC State, and Carolina just barely edged out the Wolfpack 4-3. They stay undefeated on the season and extend their winning streak against the NC State program to nearly 23 years long. Unbelievable. Men's tennis had little issues in their senior day matchups. They faced Georgia Tech and swept the Yellow Jackets 7-0. Of course, the main focus today is on the sports news, but some other local news to share. We had a fatal car crash in Chapel Hill this morning between 3:30 and 4 a.m. Police say that 69-year-old Charles Joyner of Graham died after his pickup truck struck the westbound guardrail of Fordham Boulevard under the Columbia Street Bridge. The vehicle then spun into the eastbound lane, and it caused a closure on the road for several hours as police conducted their crash investigation, which is still ongoing. And another Orange County resident died this weekend in a mobile home fire. That's according to reports from CBS 17, who say one man died in the blaze Sunday morning off University Station Road, which is outside Hillsboro in between Durham. Finally, some congratulations to local musician and UNC residency artist Rhiannon Giddens. The vocalist and musician won a Grammy last night for Best Folk Album. Her project, They're Calling Me Home with Francesco Teresi, actually is about to turn a year old on Saturday. Congratulations, Rhiannon.